Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are power ranking the head coaches that are going to be fired first. BLG, you were excited to do this. I know you've got seven in your power rankings, and we're going to start with the least likely to get fired first, if that makes sense. Next on my list, I want to go to the AFC West, and I think it's Vic Fangio. He's 12-20 so far in his career. The only thing that I hesitated with, BLG, is I don't know how much to blame John Elway or Vic Fangio. I can say that Vic Fangio is a special defensive head coach. He was the 49ers defensive coordinator for years when they had that incredible defense with Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman. He was a defensive coordinator in Chicago when Khalil Mack really blew up. Like, Fangio can coach defense. He does something special, but they have not been impressive on offense despite having, I think, really good skill players. So I don't know how much blame to put on Elway or Fangio, but I know that the clock is ticking on him either way.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of agree with your assessment there. Now, I will say the Broncos might have the easiest schedule in the league to open the season in terms of they're at the Giants, they're at the Jaguars, and then they get the Jets. Like, that's a pretty decent three to start your season off with. Like, you could feasibly go 3-0. Now, after that, they get the Ravens, they get the Steelers, the Raiders, Browns, Washington football. Then there's three straight NFC East games, actually. Washington football team at the Cowboys and versus the Eagles. So I think they're going to have, like, that's not the toughest schedule. I think they could be decent, especially, like, if you're starting Teddy Bridgewater again. I think people know, listeners know, that we are not the biggest believers in Teddy Bridgewater as a long-term piece. But in the short term, he can be solid. He can be fine enough paired with that defense where I don't think this season is going to, like, be a total disaster, and we're talking about Vic Fangio being the first head coach fired and things are going. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's kind of just going to be an underwhelming season as a whole. If he gets canned, it could be after the year. But again, I do kind of feel bad for him in that I don't think the quarterback decision has been all on him. Like, I don't think, like, he's been, I could be wrong. Maybe I am. It doesn't happen a lot, but, like, I don't think he's the one banging the drum for Drew Lock. Like, we must have Drew Lock. Like, we love Drew Lock. But at the end of the day, like, you're the head coach and you got to find the quarterback, and they haven't. And that's kind of a big deal. So yeah, I actually have him at number 5 on my list, just ahead of Zimmer.
When you talked about the schedule there, it made me, like, I could almost see how the season's going to go. Whoever they pick a quarterback for the Broncos, right? First 3 weeks, they'll probably be pretty good, right? They'll probably look good, and people will say, oh, you know, whoever, this Teddy Bridgewater, see, he's getting a chance to play. He looks really, really good. And then they're going to go up against the Ravens and the Steelers and the Raiders, which is will be a tougher game. And then that's when the quarterback change will take place, whoever it is. And then they're going to go up against, you know, Cleveland, Washington, the NFC East teams. And maybe they look a little bit better. And that, like, I could see kind of the roller coaster of the Broncos season already.
I totally agree with that. And it's funny, you say quarterback change, but it's probably going to be more of like a quarterback same, because like they'll change and not much is going to actually be all that different on the field. Because I think Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock are similar tier quarterbacks. Maybe one is better than the other, but I mean, I don't, by how much, I don't know.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.